is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 50th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. February's roundtable question is, what are the characteristics of an elite in-game coach? Our coaching lineup this month includes Dominic Amorosa from Strake Jesuit College Prep, Andy Farrell from the University of Dayton, Jeff Huber from Elyria Catholic High School, Liz Kay from Wakona High School, Bob Krasancic from Menor High School, Dell Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Dan Miller from San Marcos High School, Matthew Raidbard, the author of Lead Like a Pro, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, and John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HoopheadsPod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Let's hear from our panel about the characteristics of an elite in-game coach. Hey, Hoopheads. This February, our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are offering $1,250 off the Dr. Dish Rebel Plus. You can also subscribe to their 30-day free daily motivational email series for coaches. Check out their new goal-setting feature at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT Plus models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Ryan Berry, boys head basketball coach at Fairview High School in Cleveland, Ohio, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new FastDraw and FastScout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off FastDraw and FastScout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. FastModel also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. FastModel Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about the characteristics of an elite in-game coach. Dominic Amorosa, Strake Jesuit College Prep in Houston, Texas.
This is Dominic Amorosa from Strake Jesuit in Houston, Texas. Elite in-game coaches are able to keep their emotions in check, see the entire game, communicate with their assistants and their players and their officials, and keep their poise regardless of the situation.
Andy Farrell from the University of Dayton.
I think what makes a really good in-game coach is somebody that can stick with the game plan they had coming into the game, but then also that fine line of balancing when and realizing when that game plan isn't working and you need to do a complete 180 and shift. I think that's a really, really hard thing to do because in the preparation prior to the game, you're believing the game plan for a specific reason, things that you saw. And sometimes it's easy to just switch right away when you're, down by 8 points, down by 10 points. But at the same time, sticking with that game plan, knowing the cumulative effect over, a 32, 40, 48 minute game, whatever it may be, depending on the level. But then at the same time, it's when you're, down by 8 or 10 and realizing, hey, this isn't going to get much better, that you need to completely alter your course, whether it's changing your ball screen defense, changing your offense philosophy, your substitution patterns, playing small, playing big, whatever it may be. I think that's what makes a really, really elite in-game coach is knowing that balance and knowing your team so well. I also think there's something to be said for somebody that can get the most out of their players. I think that's almost like a cliche and obvious thing, but at the same time, like, those guys are the ones out there, guys or girls are the ones out there that are shooting the ball, that are, you know, not turning the ball over or are turning the ball over. So how well can you be pouring into your players so that they are the ones that are performing to the best of their abilities within the game plan and the confines of what the game plan, the team makeup is and everything like that. So someone that can really, really always be locking in on their players to get the most out of them from any game situation, even if they've missed a couple shots in a row, or even if they've made a couple shots in a row, to continue to pour into them and build confidence.
Jeff Huber, Elyria Catholic High School in Elyria, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jeff Huber from Elyria Catholic High School. And this month's roundtable question is, what qualities define an elite in-game coach? A couple things immediately jump out to me. I think one characteristic is the ability to be both firm and flexible. You know, I think when you come in with a plan or a certain identity for your team, that if right off the bat you're struggling and things aren't going well, there's a fine line between immediately ditching what you're doing. I think a lot of times you got to kind of, you know, maybe power through some initial struggles and stay true to who you are. But you also do have to have that flexibility to make changes when changes are needed. And I think that's really more an art than a science, but certainly I think the best coaches have that ability. I think a second quality would be the ability to kind of zoom out, you know, to regulate your emotions and to kind of see the game almost from like 10,000 feet so that you're not getting so wrapped up in every possession or every call or every mistake that you let your emotion take away from your best qualities as a coach. And then finally, I would say the third thing, and this is related, is kind of being the coach that your team needs them to be in that moment. So if your team needs someone to calm them down because they're overly emotional, you model that. If your team needs someone to get them going a little bit because they're coming out flat, you model that. But again, I think that kind of goes back to zooming out and kind of seeing what's needed in the moment and not basing it upon maybe your feelings, but upon what's going to be most valuable for your team at that time. Thanks.
Liz Kay from Wakona High School in Dalton, Massachusetts.
Hey Hoopheads, it's Liz Kay from Wakona Regional High School in Dalton, Massachusetts. And it's been a while, so I'm excited to hop on this month's roundtable on elite in-game coaching. As you can imagine, I'm a big believer in in-game coaching really obviously starts on the practice court. You have to have a great knowledge of your personnel, the strengths and weaknesses of your assistant coaching staff and where you can utilize them best, and obviously practicing situations that you may encounter during a game, whether it be with 5 seconds to go, 1 minute to go, 2 minutes to go, et cetera. I think additionally, you have to have a philosophy on when and how you're going to use your timeouts and when they're necessary and when you would rather your kids play through those moments. You know, in addition to obviously preying upon your strengths of what you do defensively and offensively to put your kids in a position to be successful. But at the end of the day, you know, the kids have to be confident in what you're selling to them, especially when they might be used to going through the motions in practice, but then obviously dealing with the adversity and emotions of a game, they need to be able to adjust accordingly. So you don't want, really want, or at least I don't think you really want to be putting in something new drawn up on a clipboard during a game. They should have already seen it before. Additionally, you know, other coaches adjust to what you do as well. So you need to have a plan A, you need to have a plan B, you need to have a plan C. And even within that, really constantly being aware of the player personnel and what adjustments another coach is making throughout the game so that you can best counteract that. Examples of that for us is that we do spend or carve out some time at least 2 or 3 times a week, if not more, and especially more so as we go into the postseason for situational basketball practice. We also spend a lot of time with film work, as many of you do, to hopefully be proactive in anticipation of adjustments that other coaches might make. And then in game, making sure that we have those top 2, 3, 4 things at the forefront of our minds to look for as we might see them during the game. My assistants certainly have focuses that they are looking at that I might miss during a game, and the ability to, you know, see those immediately and make adjustments on the fly is really, really important. Somewhat vague, but I hope that this gives a little bit of guidance and some thoughts on elite in-game coaching. Hope you're all well. Good luck in the postseason to anybody who's there or is anticipating be there, and I wish you all well. Thanks.
Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Coach Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School. Great question. An elite in-game coach has his players ready, his staff ready, and definitely himself for all the challenges that will come up in each game. You know, preparation is the key to success. We always tell our players, our staff, if we're to be a state championship caliber team, then we need state championship practices. So again, I think in practice, physically and mentally, make sure your team is totally prepared for anything that comes up in a game. Best of luck.
The first training camp Elite Skill Development and Performance Combine will be held on the campus of Western Reserve Academy, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, powered by Unleash Potential and the Hoopheads podcast. The camp is designed for boys rising to grades 6 through 9 and will take place June 29th through July 1st, 2023. An emphasis on improving individual skills in the context of a team environment will be the hallmark of the training camp. Mike Klinzing from Head Start Basketball and the Hoopheads podcast and Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential will serve as the camp directors of this inaugural training camp. Campers can expect 3 days of hard work, intense skill instruction, and learning how to be a great teammate on and off the court at the training camp. Players will participate in 10 elite skill development sessions led by some of the best coaches from across the country. Visit headstartbasketball.com to get registered.
Dell Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
The question this week is, what are the characteristics of an elite in-game coach? A great in-game coach is an expert in his or her field, and they're meticulously prepared before the game starts. During games, they recognize the defense quickly, and they have their team prepared to attack any defense. Great in-game coaches aren't afraid to make mistakes. They're very passionate and energetic, but they also know when to stay calm as the team's leader. I believe great in-game coaches give confidence during the games to players instead of taking that confidence away. They continue to teach in games. They communicate at a high level, verbally and non-verbally, and they continue to motivate their players to always work hard. I believe great in-game coaches respond in the right way to the good and the bad with players and officials. They disregard the irrelevant. They continue to teach the details during games, and they not only communicate, but they communicate honestly. Communication methods are both direct and indirect. They're clear, they're consistent, and they're honest. Rather than telling players what they want to hear, they tell them the truth. There's no time to sugarcoat during games. Great coaches in games are consistent. They coach with a quiet confidence, and their players mirror that on the floor. I also believe that all coaches make mistakes, and great in-game coaches, when they make a mistake, they learn from it, and they get better because of it. Thanks again for having me, Hoopheads.
Dan Miller, San Marcos High School in San Marcos, Texas.
I think great coaching is done mostly in practice, but it also is done in games. Elite coaches in games, I would say, are coaches who know the pulse of their team and when to take somebody out and when to put somebody in. Elite coaches are making adjustments throughout the game, not waiting to halftime to change something that maybe isn't working. If it's pick and roll coverage, the plan A isn't working, you don't have to wait to halftime to change that or to get in or out of a press. Elite coaches can, you know, see during the game that adjustments need to be made or something's working, stick with it. Elite coaches maybe aren't stubborn through the game. You know, they're willing to try something different, but also they're listening to their staff. It's not just a one-man band. You know, you're utilizing your staff, you're utilizing your bench players and the whole team. Elite coaches in the game are getting contributions from the entire team to complete that mission to win the game.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation. This is Coach Matt Radebard back for another Hoopheads Roundtable, this time discussing what are the characteristics of an elite in-game coach. You know, there's a few things that I always think about and look for when assessing whether I think a coach is elite with in-game. You know, first and foremost is, what's the game plan coming right out of the gates? Does the team get off to a strong start? Does it look like they're executing crisp, on top of things, good energy, a sense of urgency? You know, that tells me generally that the preparation was there, the focus was there, the intensity was there, that the coach got them ready to play. And I consider that part of the in-game process, because that preparation is directly affecting immediately what happens in the game. From there, you know, I always look at what happens after timeouts. You know, when there's a media, when coach calls a timeout, are you setting a good play? Are you not necessarily scoring, because we always want to score, but are you getting the shot that you want from the player that you want in the spot that you want? You know, does the coach have that level of control and mastery over what's going on with the game? And have they obviously done the preparation so that their team is able to execute it in those moments? And then I look at in-game adjustments, not necessarily what comes out of halftime, because that could be a little deceiving. You know, sometimes coach gives that fiery halftime speech and a team comes out playing hard for 4 minutes and then kind of tails off because there wasn't really an adjustment made. There was just a motivational speech. You know, but what are the actual in-game adjustments? You know, did the coach switch some defensive principles? Is the coach running different plays or trying to execute different offensively? Is the coach throwing in little wrinkles, looking to exploit little things that the other team is doing or mismatches? You know, those are kind of the things I look at. And, you know, when you add those things up, that's what makes the difference. Those after timeout plays, those set pieces, those adjustments that get you a few extra baskets. You know, those make the difference in close games and over the course of the season. I think they separate, you know, good teams from great teams from elite or championship teams. Thanks, Hoopheads Nation.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. What are the characteristics of an elite in-game coach? I think there's probably two of them that stick out in my mind. First one is being a great teacher. You know, if you're an in-game coach, you have to be able to teach, communicate what you want done, especially communication during a timeout. You know, being a good teacher involves making sure that you have eye contact with your players. They're engaged in what you're saying. And a good, really good elite coaches have that knack and ability to do that. So being a great teacher, I think, is the first one. Second one, I think, is obviously being organized. You know, what are you going to tell your players on the timeout when the game is close? I think the best coaches are the ones that are highly organized, have down what they want to do, what they want to run. You hear a lot of the sportscasters say that was a great play to run after a timeout. Well, you have to be organized in order to make that decision quickly during a timeout. So I think organized is really, really important. And I think the third thing that I've seen all characteristics of elite coaches is they're adaptable. You know, they're adaptable to what the other team is doing. You have to be adaptable to who you have in the game. Maybe you run a play for a certain person and they fouled out. You have to be adaptable in putting those, you know, putting something else in. So I think, you know, obviously being a great teacher, being organized and being adaptable are three things I would say set, three characteristics that set elite coaches in-game strategies apart from coaches who are probably not quite that level yet. Thank you and hope all are doing well.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head basketball coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, UAH. And this month's question is, what are the characteristics of an elite in-game coach? Really a good question. I think they're hard to find. I think it's a very difficult thing to be an elite in-game coach. The first thing I would turn the question a little bit is, you know, I think if you want to win basketball games, you really don't need to be an elite in-game coach. Because I think you do all your coaching, just be honest. I think you need to do the majority of your coaching in practice to have your team prepared. So you're not over there having to coach every single play, every single pass, every single dribble, every single defensive situation that you've already gone over it. How you guarding this ball screen, if it's a middle third, outer third, how you guarding this action against the zone, how you guarding this action against man. What if they hard hedge? What if whatever that you've already covered that in practice, and you're not having to be an elite in-game coach. But here's what I think, because that's the question. I think you have one major characteristic of an elite in-game coach is, and I am very average at this, but can he stay kind of in the moment? Does he get a little scatterbrained, or does this coach stay very calm, and can he think, not getting overly excited, to stay calm and be able to think? That's why I write a bunch of notes on a card for myself, so I can, it helps me think in a game. But can you stay calm, cool, and collective, and almost to be an elite in-game coach is to watch the game almost like a fan. Is just watch the game. And I think very few coaches can literally just watch the game and make those decisions, because we get emotional with officials, get emotional with players, get emotional with the score of the game. And so just to be able to sit back and remove yourself from the emotion of the game and watch the game, I think is the key to being an elite in-game coach. I would say this, being a delegator is probably important to be an elite in-game coach. You know, I've said before many times, I try not to, I call under OB plays, side OB plays, but I don't call our dead ball plays. I give that responsibility to our assistants. And so that helps me think a little bit better and try to manage the game better. Just to be calling Ds and under OB and side OB so I can manage the game. If you try to do everything in game, you ain't going to do anything worth a flip. So be a great delegator and be a great thinker. Stay unemotional. And I think you got a shot of being a pretty good in-game coach. Hope this helps. And everybody have a great month as we head towards tournament time and playoff basketball. Good luck to everybody. I appreciate your time. Take care. Thanks.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.